Can we talk a little bit about how that song was written? I mean, musically, it's great. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like a heavier version of like Genesis's "Invisible Touch," like the chorus.
Oh yeah,
You know, it's
definitely.
got this really groovy kind of, you know, breakdown and whatnot. How was that song written lyrically? Then how did it come together musically? Like, give me the story.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we've got one of the guitarists, Josh Mitchell, and he is kind of the brainchild as far as song ideas and the conception of melodies and riffs and stuff. So they usually come from him. I mean, of course, sometimes they don't. They come collectively or from a different member. That one came from him, and it's funny the way that it came out. It was New Year's Day, and he had been telling me about this. Oh man, I got this new song. You know, he always does that. But so he sent me this video of him just acting like a fool, but playing this riff, and then he was kind of just mumbling a little bit of the melody line, no real lyrics or anything. And he gets really excited, you know, when he stumbles onto a really good melody or something. So it inspired the rest of us. We were like, "Oh my gosh, you're an idiot!" But yeah, that's good. And so he and I got together and whittled out, you know, the lyrics, and it was, you know, kind of reminiscent of every inspiration to musicians, you know, across the board. It's coming from a small town or a small upbringing or of sorts, and you're always aspiring to make something big and better, you know, even if you're trying to go to New York City, the biggest town in the United States, you can't do from the smallest town, you know, and that's just kind of what it's about, is that whole essence of going to the bigger place and doing your thing and following through with your dreams. And so, I mean, and that message, I think, you know, it's been written a million times, but, you know, you can't, it doesn't ever really grow old for guys like us.